Some of you folks from Northwest Alabama around Jasper and that area of the state may remember Carl Elliott. Carl Elliott was one of Alabama's most progressive Democratic congressmen. Elliott, like most folks of his era, was born poor on a farm. He was born and raised in rural Franklin County near Red Bay. He worked his way through the University of Alabama and Alabama Law School. He settled in Jasper to practice law, and having grown up during the Great Depression, it had made an indelible mark on his political philosophy. He had seen what the New Deal had done for rural Alabama. Therefore, when he was elected to Congress in 1948, he continued Alabama's legacy of progressive New Deal Democratic policies. During his 16 years in Congress, he built a liberal voting record. He was best known for being the sponsor of the National Defense Education Act, which sent many a veteran in the United States to college. This landmark act was normal for Congressman Elliott. He served a long time and served a lot of people. After he lost his congressional seat in 1964, he entered the governor's race in 1966. You could safely say he was the most liberal of the 10 candidates. The others in the field were Alabama Democrats, whereas Elliott was a national Democrat. There were 9 men and 1 woman in that race. Lurline Wallace trounced the 9 men without a runoff. Included in the carnage were 2 former governors, John Patterson and Big Jim Folsom. Agriculture Commissioner A.W. Todd was one of them beaten. State Senators Bob Gilchrist and Charles Woods, and Attorney General Richmond Flowers. Flowers ran second because he received the bulk of the black vote. Elliott did finish third. Carl Elliott had a loyal following in his old congressional district, especially in Jasper and Walker County. He had 2 very loyal friends who worked tirelessly in his 1966 race for governor. Both were from Jasper. Mary Jolly had been Elliott's congressional chief of staff and was his most loyal and ardent ally. His other stalwart supporter was Jasper businessman Garth Ivey Sr., who had made and lost several fortunes and just recently had been wiped out again in the chicken business. Nevertheless, Mary Jolly and Garth Ivey were campaigning full-time for their friend Carl Elliott. They were riding down a desolate country road one day late in the campaign, and Mary Jolly looked over at Ivey and says, "Garth, I believe we're going to win this race." Garth Ivey, the older and wiser of the two, and the ultimate pragmatist, replied, "No, Mary, we're not going to win. Lurline Wallace is going to win this race." A few moments later, Mary gets real serious and says to Ivy very solemnly, "Garth, we're going to win. I've prayed about it, and God's telling me we're going to win." Garth very slowly looked at Mary and said, "Mary, I'm a lot older than you, and I've been praying longer than you. And it's my experience that the Lord don't get involved in the chicken business of Alabama politics." Thank y'all for listening.